From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Kenyans voted Thursday in the country's second presidential election. Turnout appears significantly lower than it was for the August 8th election. Violent protests erupted in some opposition strongholds. At least two people were shot dead during clashes between police and protesters. Security issues have forced voting in several areas to be delayed until Saturday. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig reports.
A poll worker in Nairobi's Mathare slum said that out of 656 registered voters at that location, only about 50 people came to vote between 6 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thursday. She said that during the August election, more than 200 voters cast ballots during the same period. Opposition leader Raila Odinga instructed his supporters to boycott this election after his demands to delay the vote and replace members of the Electoral Commission were turned down. President Uhuru Kenyatta, the winner of the first election, which the Supreme Court nullified, said Thursday that 90% of the country is calm, is peaceful, and is voting. He also said the rights of both those who choose to vote and those who choose to boycott should be respected. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
American defense officials briefed lawmakers on Thursday about the Islamic State ambush attack in Niger earlier this month that killed four American soldiers. They discussed the October 4th firefight in a closed-door session of the Senate Armed Forces Committee. The House Armed Services Committee held a separate hearing. Defense Department officials are in the midst of an investigation of the attack that occurred near the Niger-Mali border and took the lives of the four Special Forces troops, even as details remain murky of how the attack unfolded. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary